we're in a series, whether you realized it or not, we're in a series on Wednesday night called The Life of Faith. And that is what we've been called to. The Bible says several times that we are to live by faith. It's not just for dying, it's for living each and every day of our life. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. I want to please God, don't you? And listen, when we're not walking by faith, living by faith, it's not really pleasing to God. He calls us all to live a life of faith. And every one of us is called to fulfill His purpose in our life. And that only happens as we live by faith. Abraham had a call from God that started him on a journey. It was a journey to another location, but it was more than just going to a new location. It was a journey of faith. And we need to understand that, yes, sometimes God may call us to a new place, a new location, but all of us are called to a journey of faith. All of us are called on a spiritual journey where we walk with the Lord by faith. He called Abraham to be the father of a great nation. He called him to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. Amen. The Bible tells us that it's through Abraham that the whole earth has been blessed. Now, in case you haven't made the connection here, listen, it all came down through the Lord Jesus Christ that all the earth has been blessed. That all started with Abraham. But faith is the key that opens the door to the blessings of God. Now, I just want to tell you that that is truth that you need to know and understand. If we're going to experience the blessings of God in our life, it's going to come by faith. In fact, we're going to look at Galatians 3:6-9. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Notice this last part. Those who are of faith, that's us, we are blessed with believing Abraham. But so many Christians are not really living in all of the blessings that God has for them because of the lack of faith. We're going to go to Genesis 12 and read the story where the Lord calls Abraham by faith. The same principles that worked in the life of Abraham work in our lives. And there's no better place to start with the one that we refer to as the father of faith, Abraham. Genesis 12:1-5. Now the Lord said, by the way, we just sang it, so I just got to say it. There it is in all capitals, L-O-R-D. That is not the title Lord in the Hebrew there. That is Yahweh. And it doesn't say the either. It just says Yahweh. But we're going to read it like it is here in the New King James. Now the Lord had said to Abram, and by the way, Abram here, this is the same man, but this is before God changed his name to Abraham. He said to him, get out of your country. Wow, that's a bold statement, isn't it? Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions, and they that had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. The first thing that happened here is that the Lord spoke to Abraham. The call of faith comes from the Lord. A lot of people decide what they want, and then they try to believe God for it. I'm preaching good now. I'd like to have this. This is what I want. And so I'm going to believe for this. Well, that's called fantasy faith. A good idea is not faith. Real faith is believing what God has said. That's what real faith is. It's when you believe what God said. And we need to hear from God so we can know for certain what God wants to do in our life. Because he'll do what he says he will do. And when you know what God said to you, then you absolutely can live by faith because God said it and that makes it so. But just because I wish this doesn't make it so. To really believe God, we need to hear from God. Peter is a really good example in this regard when he walked on the water. I mean, Jesus is out there walking on the water, and Peter says, it's Matthew 14, 28, 29, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, Peter answered the call to go to Jesus on the water because Jesus said, come. Now, I want you to understand something. Yes, Peter had an idea, right? I mean, it appears that this was, you know, Peter took the initiative here. Nobody else in the boat had this idea, but you know, Peter, he had an idea. And he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. And here's what I'm saying to you. You know what? Sometimes God gives you an idea. Sometimes he puts something in your heart. But before you just say, hey, I got an idea, this is what I'm going to do, we need to stop and say, Lord, if this is really you, give me a word. I need to hear from you. If this is you, speak to me, Lord. He's well able to speak to us. And we just need, see, sometimes it is God that put that idea in our heart or in our mind, right? But we need to hear from God. And when he says, come, we know. See, then we can really believe. How did this guy have faith to get out of the boat and walk on the water to Jesus? Because he said, come. And when he gives you a word, you can absolutely live by that word. Live by faith. There's been a lot of great people of faith, but I've never heard of any that walked on the water other than Jesus and Peter. Not saying it didn't happen. And, you know, I've heard through the grapevine people said, oh, I know so-and-so, and I've heard that somebody did. Well, okay, I'm not saying there's not anybody, but I'm just saying all I've ever known of. Nobody's walked on water except for Peter and Jesus. But Peter had a word. See, a lot of people get disillusioned about faith because they tried to believe something and it didn't work. But when your faith is in what God has said, it works. I'm going to say this one more time. It needs to be said. Not something you just wished for, but something you can believe because God said it. So the call of faith has to be from the Lord. It has to be something that God has spoken. And sometimes that word comes to us in prayer. Sometimes it comes to us through the Word of God as we're reading the Scripture or meditating the Scripture, and the Holy Spirit just causes it to come to life to us, and God speaks to us through that verse or that passage of Scripture. And sometimes it comes in some miraculous way, like we have a vision or maybe an angel brings it to you. But most of the time, it's just that still small voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us. But we hear that God spoke to us. And I just want to encourage you in this. You see, when God speaks to you like that, you can believe. So we got to hear. you're going to answer the call of faith, you got to be able to hear God. So here's the first thing we understand about that is we got to be listening. Are we in a place where we can hear? Got to have ears to hear. First thing required is you got to have a willing heart. And I'm not going to teach tonight on hearing from God. We'll be here a long time. But I'm just going to tell you that if you don't have a heart that's willing to obey God, it makes it really hard to hear God. You got to have a willing heart, because people that don't want to hear don't usually hear. We need to be like the young Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:10. Now the Lord came and stood and called his name as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Got to have that attitude. Speak, because I'm listening. To answer the call of faith, though, you gotta hear. The Lord called Abraham to leave his country, his family, and go to a place he had never seen. The call of faith is a call to the unknown. There's gonna be things about it that you don't know, things about it that you don't have all figured out. This is where it can get just a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, because, you know, we like to have everything all. We like to know how this is going to work. What's this going to look like? Abraham didn't have any of those answers. He just knew that God called him to go to a place. He didn't even know where it was. The Lord just said, "I'm going to show you when you get there." It's a call to the unknown. In Hebrews 11:8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive his inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." I wonder how that worked with his wife. "Hey, sweetheart, we're moving. We're going to leave our family and everything and everybody we know. We're going somewhere, and I don't know where, but we're just going." Wow. Many times, there's a call of faith. When he calls us to a ministry, he deals with somebody's heart about a particular area of ministry. And then what happens with a lot of people is they start trying to figure out, now, how's all this going to work? And, you know, am I going to have time for this? How's this going to fit in my schedule? I want to tell you, the call of faith is going to call you to some unknowns. Something that you don't have all of the details to. You don't have it all figured out. It's going to be something that will move you out of your comfort zone. I want to say this really clearly. It's not about a change of location. Now, we know for Abraham it was, and sometimes it is for us, but that's not what we're really talking about here. We're talking about leaving the comfort zone. We're talking about being willing to go into something that's unknown to us, where we don't have it all planned out and figured out, and we're having to trust God, because that's what the call of faith is where we're trusting God. See, if we can do it by ourselves, that's not faith. If we know exactly how everything's going to be, that's not faith. No, it's that call to the unknown where we're really trusting God. And I want to tell you, he seldom tells us all the details. You know why? He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe. The call of faith will absolutely call us to leave our comfort zone. Some only want to do things that they're comfortable doing. I figured out it's really okay to be uncomfortable with what you're doing and with what God has you doing. This kind of goes against the grain of the world, because they just tell you, "Hey, you do what you like, do what feels good to you." And you know what? There's a whole lot of that in the church world, even among ministers. I want to tell you what Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2:3. He says, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling." Anybody else find that just a little strange? The great apostle Paul, he says, "I was with you guys in weakness and fear and much trembling." How is that? This man was living by faith. He was trusting God. He was relying on God. And if you read on in that passage, you see he didn't come to them with great persuasive words, but in demonstration of the power of the Spirit. Because see, when he's trusting God, guess what? God shows up. We need to understand that in our lives. That when we're walking by faith, we're living by faith, it's not just about our abilities and our strength and having it all figured out and how everything's going to fall into place, how everything's going to work. No, faith is when we're relying on God. We can't do these things without him. Trusting in him. Trust. It's a call to trust. We're not just trusting in natural things. We're trusting God. Seems like too often people trust God as a last resort. Well, I guess we're just going to have to trust God. Nothing else has worked. That's not the way this is supposed to go. Trusting God, living by faith, is supposed to be a daily lifestyle for us. That we're always trusting God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. See, when we truly trust him, we're not leaning on our own understanding. We don't have to know everything. We live by faith. Not just when our backs are against the wall, but we choose to live by faith. Not just when we've exhausted all of the other options. Now, I can tell you, the Lord will put you in that place sometimes where you don't have any other options. Have you been there? Yeah. But I want to tell you, he wants us to learn to trust him every day, even when our backs aren't against the wall. You know, the call of faith, sometimes it just doesn't seem like the reasonable choice. For Abraham, the reasonable thing would have been for him to stay with his family and the life that he had known there. You know, it's kind of different when we look back on this situation, but if you can just imagine what it must have been like for this man during this time. I mean, you know, he couldn't look up on the internet and say, hey, let's check out this place where we might be going. First of all, God didn't even tell him where it was, but even if he had he didn't have a way to know anything about where he was going. The Lord just said, we're going and I'll show you. Reasonable, using your head. I wonder if Sarah was saying, hey, we're not doing this. You don't know what's going to happen. We might be robbed and killed. Who knows what's out there ahead? We're safe here. We got a good life here. Why should we leave this? I want to tell you, if you're going to just live by reason and lean on your own understanding, it's hard to walk by faith. And I'm going to say this, got to get this out. I'm not telling you to do crazy, stupid stuff. I'm telling you, when God speaks to you, you do what God says, no matter how reasonable it might seem or unreasonable. Obey God. The call of faith is not always the reasonable choice. You know, looking back now and seeing the blessing of God on Abraham's life, we know that it was the wise thing to do. But when he sent him out, Hebrews 11, 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out. And he went out not knowing where he was going. The call of faith is a call to obedience. Abraham obeyed. Listen, the call of faith, you see, it's a call to obedience. There's action. And did he take some action? See, he stepped out and he went where God told him to go. And I want to tell you, whatever the Lord calls you to do, it's going to involve some action, some obedience on your part. James tells us that faith without works is dead. So there's always obedience. There's always action that goes along with our faith. See, the Lord may call you to give a certain percentage of your income. He might call you to be an intercessor. Whatever he calls you to do, it's going to require obedience. It's a call to action. The call of faith is a call higher, further. It'll call you to go forward. A lot of people in their life, they just do the same old thing day after day after day. But when God calls you, when he speaks to you, it's going to take you further. It's going to grow you. See, the call of faith will stretch you and grow you. Look how Abraham grew. Do you know that he grew very rich? Now, all of us want to get in on that deal, right? He grew into a great people, the father of many nations. I mean, the Lord told him he would make his name great, and he did. We're still talking about him thousands of years later. But that outward growth was the result of inward growth. And I just want to tell you that, you see, as we grow in faith, will you see the results on the outside? When we grow on the inside, then we're ready for the growth on the outside. But the call of faith will grow you because it challenges you. You know, if your muscles are never challenged, they don't ever grow. You just lay around all day and eat, you're going to grow. But you're not going to build no muscle. In fact, your muscles will atrophy and get smaller and weaker. And you can listen to preaching and teaching on faith, and we can get fat, so to speak. But if our faith is not challenged, we don't ever really grow. But the call of faith will grow you. It'll stretch you. I think there's certain big events in life, like Abraham being called to go to a place he didn't know. And you see other big events and men and women of God in the scripture, and you can see that in people's lives today. And in all of our lives, there's probably some of those times when God changes the course of our life. But I also want you to understand that many times there's a call of faith where God speaks to us about a certain situation today. Maybe it's just something he wants us to do in obedience in the right here and the right now. And we don't know what blessing it may bring on our life or what blessing it might bring on the lives of others. But I believe the principles of faith are to work in our lives every day. Like when Peter stepped out of that boat, that's the only time he stepped out of the boat, as far as we know, and walked on water, right? But in that moment, how powerful, how awesome that was. And then we see this same man on the day of Pentecost stepping forward again to preach the gospel to thousands of people, and 3,000 people are added to the church that day. I'm just telling you, you see, God brings us along and he develops us, and there are times and places where God would use us, or he wants to do something special in our life or somebody else's life, and we need to be able to hear his voice and what he wants us to do. The Father, I'm telling you, he might be telling you to talk to somebody about him. He might be telling you to give somebody a big tip. He might call you to get a certain family in church. The Father might tell you that he wants you to become an intercessor, to pray for a family or for certain people or the pastor. He might speak to you about doing something different at your job, the way you do your job. He might speak to you about a job change, something that stretches you, that you have to do by faith. He might speak to you about going back to school and getting a degree. And you see any of these things, going back to school to get a degree, you might say, well, I don't know how I can do that. I don't know how that's going to work. I just want you to know that if God speaks to you about it, it's going to be all right. When he calls, no matter how big or small it might be, we just got to take that first step. It's the first step that keeps most people in the boat. When Jesus called Peter, he took that step. And how amazing, how awesome when he answered that call. But so many people live dissatisfied, unfulfilled lives because they're not willing to answer the call of faith. I got a word of encouragement for you tonight. Peter didn't have perfect faith, did he? No, if you know the passage, you know that he got his eyes on the wind and the waves and he began to sink. You don't have to have perfect faith. When you mess up, you know what you do? You do just like Peter. Lord, save me. And he did. But I'm just telling you, God doesn't have any perfect people. There was only one, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of it, let me tell you something. He only uses imperfect people. That's all he's got to work with. But you know, one of the ways that Satan would cripple your faith is to think that God can't use you or that you can't hear God. I'm just telling you, these guys weren't perfect. Abraham wasn't perfect either. And that means there's hope for us. But most people never experience the kind of blessings Abraham did, primarily because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. When we live by faith, we're blessed. I read it earlier, Galatians 3:9. So those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Think about this. Whatever you've done, whatever he calls you to will always be better. That doesn't mean there's not going to be some hard places. But God doesn't call us backwards. He calls us forward, and he takes us to blessings. I want to read it again from Genesis 12, 2 and 3. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. There's two principles here. The call of faith is going to call you to blessings. When you trust God, the end result is going to be blessings. And don't be worldly minded about that. But just know this, that when you obey God, when you accept that call of faith and you obey God, it's going to lead you to blessings. Next, the call of faith in your life is going to result in other people being blessed through you. That's what the Lord told Abraham. I'm going to bless you and you're going to be a blessing. And I want you to hear this now. It's never just about us. Never. It's never just about me. And that's part of what we got to get right. You see, whenever God is doing something, it's not just about for me. No, whenever God blesses us, it's so that we can be a blessing to others. That other people will be blessed through us. Always, always. I think it should be obvious, but when God speaks to us about ministry, certainly it's about others. Ministry is never about the person that God is using. It's about the people that are being ministered to. But you know what? It's also true when God speaks to us about our job. Who knows what lives we might touch through our job? If you're the boss or the owner, others may be blessed through you because they work for you. See, if God blesses us financially, well, certainly we can be a blessing to others, especially when we're sensitive to the Lord's leading and how he would use those finances. But the call of faith will bring you many tests and trials. How about we just leave that one off? I'm going to tell you why I won't leave it off. Because this is why so many people get discouraged. This is why so many people go back on their faith instead of sticking on with the path and what God has called them to, is because they get discouraged because they go through a hard place. There's always going to be tests and trials. There's always going to be hard places. It doesn't matter if you're believing God for a job, or you're believing God for finances, or you're believing God for healing in your body, or you're believing God for ministry. There's going to be hard places. James calls it the trying of your faith. It'll mature you. It'll grow you. If it was always easy, your faith doesn't really grow much. But there's going to be a trying of your faith. You know, it's just not going to be all smooth sailing. Now, I just got through telling you that God would work out the details. He will. But we got to keep walking by faith and trust in Him. And we'll see it. But there's times when it seems like it's not working. That's when we just walk by faith. If everything was easy, it just wouldn't take much faith. Genesis 12, I'm going to read 7 through 13. A little bit long, but we can make it. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And when he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai, his wife, "Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." I realized this was a wicked and hard time when such things happened. But I can't understand how Abraham, the man of faith, came up with this idea. I'd be like, over my dead body. But you see, Abraham wasn't perfect, and he did make mistakes. And you just need to understand, God can use us, even when we're not perfect. Now, I want you to understand that the God who called him and told him to go to Canaan was well able to provide for him even through a famine. I believe that. And the Bible doesn't give us any indication that the Lord told him to go down to Egypt. It just was the natural thing to do. But remember this, the Lord told him that he would be blessed. And he goes to Egypt, not out of faith, but fear. And then he puts his beautiful wife in a terrible position. He didn't have to be afraid of those men. The Lord had already told him, "I'll bless those who bless you and I'll curse those who curse you." But the Lord shows him mercy and he gets him through this. But from this stay in Egypt, they come away with a servant girl named Hagar. And most of you know the story that later on, Abraham and Sarah are trying to fulfill God's promise of an heir their own way, and Abraham sleeps with the servant girl, Hagar, and Ishmael is born. It caused conflict in his house, and there has been unceasing conflict between the descendants of Isaac and the descendants of Ishmael to this very day. Anybody ever heard of the Middle East? Is there a conflict going on right there, right now? And it's been that way ever since. And all I'm saying to you is there are consequences when we don't live by faith and obey God. God still fulfilled his promise to Abraham, and that promised son was born, and God still blessed Abraham, and he was still called the friend of God. But there were some consequences. And I just want you to understand, yeah, there's consequences when we don't do what we're supposed to, but God still has a plan for our life. He still wants to use us, and he still wants to bless us. You know, one of the problems is that, like Abraham, many times we start looking to the natural again instead of just keeping our eyes on God. But God still brought Abraham through it all. And I just want to encourage you tonight. If you've made some mistakes, you might have some consequences to deal with. But God's not through with you. That's the truth. He's bigger than that. And our faith is not in ourselves. You don't get your faith in yourself. And you don't have faith in your faith. Your faith is in God. You might have some flaws. Here's the amazing thing. God knew about Abraham's flaws when he called him. In the foreknowledge of God, he knew the mistakes that Abraham would make. And God knows about our flaws already. And yet, he still calls us to use us in this world, to bless us and to be a blessing to others. He called you in some way, every one of you. God has a call, he has a plan, he has a purpose for your life. There might be some big thing that is a lifelong call, but there are also things, I believe, that many times, just on a normal day, God will give us direction, that he'll use us in some way, that we might be blessed, but also we could be a blessing to others. That call of faith, that God calls you into an area to do something that you're uncomfortable with, something you don't know how this is going to turn out, but you know that God spoke to you, and so you just obey him. Live this life of faith. Make it real. We live by faith. Stand with me. We're going to pray.